Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Elena Delogier of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. What kind of leader was the Emir of Kuwait? What will be his legacy?
Sheikh Sabah, the Emir of Kuwait, really had a reputation as a real moderating influence in the Gulf. So he was one of the sort of founding voices for the Gulf Cooperation Council, or the GCC, which is the body that tried to bring together the Gulf states, and which has really faced a pretty serious rift in the last couple of years as the UAE and Saudi Arabia have turned against Qatar, and there's been a rift between those camps. And so Sheikh Sabah, in his last few years, has really been trying to use his gift for shuttle diplomacy to resolve that rift. And his reputation as a mediator and, you know, as an elder statesman has really helped him over the years. But it has been more difficult in the last, say, 5 years or so, as a new generation of leaders have come into the Gulf and want to do things a bit differently. So the old way of mediation is no longer used as much. And really, Sheikh Sabah represents, along with Sultan Qaboos and Sheikh Zayed before him, this sort of prior generation of Gulf leaders. And of course, King Salman in Saudi Arabia is of that generation as well, as was King Abdullah before. And so really it's the ending of an era in the GCC. And we've already seen the rise of, you know, a new generation of leaders. So many of the changes, in other words, have already kind of started to occur. But I do think it's his passing is symbolic of kind of the ending of an era.
Who will succeed him? There's talk of the crown prince, the designated heir, but he has his rivals.
The succession question in Kuwait really is about who's the next crown prince as opposed to who's the next emir, because there is an incumbent crown prince, Sheikh Nawaf al-Sabah. And so we know who the next emir is. The question is who will be the next crown prince and who will therefore be the next emir. And there is jockeying for position for that particular role. And the incumbent crown prince who will become emir, barring some reason that he doesn't, but assuming that that's the case, you know, he's in his 80s. And so he already is, you know, part of that older generation. And so there will start to be questions about who is going to be the first leader of Kuwait who's from the new generation. And so there has been a lot of jockeying for position, as I mentioned. And because there's the involvement of the National Assembly, so the legislature of Kuwait is involved in the succession process. And so it makes it a little bit trickier to figure out kind of who's gonna be able to jump through all the hoops to become the next crown prince. And there has been some, you know, ruling family factionalism that's crept up over the years. And so there is the potential that that will occur again. I think the concern is that if there is a protracted succession battle, that could really hurt, you know, Kuwait's ability to continue or revive its role as a regional mediator. So we'll be keeping an eye closely on the battle to become the next crown prince.
You are listening to Elena Delogier of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. What will Sabah's death mean for the Gulf in its entirety?
We'll have to see what the precise impacts of Sheikh Sabah's passing will have on, you know, GCC relations, but it certainly takes out of the equation someone who was very pro-GCC. And we'll have to see whether Kuwait's role vis-a-vis its neighbors is reshaped in some sort of way, or whether it's able to hold on to this reputation as a mediator. The question is really whether the reputation as a mediator is tied to Sheikh Sabah or is tied to Kuwait. That question exists because Sheikh Sabah was foreign minister for decades before he became emir. And so he really was the face of Kuwait's foreign policy for something like 60 years. And as a result, Kuwait's reputation as a mediator since its independence really is also tied to him. So we'll kind of have to see, just like we did when Sultan Qaboos passed in Oman, the questions were, you know, how much is the new Sultan going to be similar to the former one? And I think that that question certainly exists. And as I mentioned, it is an ending of an era. So how diplomacy and mediation happens in the region going forward, I think will be a question mark. And these things are already changing. I mean, this is These are not things that will start to change with the passing of Sheikh Sabah. They had already started to change the way that certain Gulf leaders in the region, the younger leaders, run things has already been in place for a couple of years, and Sheikh Sabah himself was confronting that in his final years. And so we'll have to see whether Kuwait maintains its mediation role or not.
Elena Delozier, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.